Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper in prayer? Did you know I'm reaching millions of people every month through the power of prayer? On social media, you can join me for daily corporate prophetic prayer sessions as I press into what the Lord is saying and release words of knowledge, prophecy, counsel, and teaching. Join online Mornings with the Holy Spirit prayer calls, facebook.com/JenniferLeClaire, Periscope at Prophetic Books. These calls are bringing transformation to people in the nations around the world. Mornings with the Holy Spirit, Facebook, Periscope, 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, or catch the replay. You have gifts. God expects you to use them. If you need training to school your gift, log on to schoolofthespirit.tv. You'll find training in spiritual warfare, prophetic ministry, prayer, seer's ministry, writing, and so much more. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv today. Good morning, everyone. Good evening, New Zealand, Australia. Good mid-morning, Europe, England. God is good. I'm Jennifer LeClaire, Senior Leader of the Awakening House of Prayer Global Movement. Our church is here in Fort Lauderdale, along with our deliverance rooms, our healing rooms, our prophecy rooms. We are here stationed as a light in our city, and God is good. If you can't come in person, check out our online campus, ahop.online. I do have a virtual life group almost every week. We're currently studying the end times. You can find that at ahop.online. Prayer Hub leaders, where are you? I'm looking for some true, hardcore, gritty intercessors, prophetic leaders to start Awakening Prayer Hubs in the nations of the earth, awakeningprayerhubs.com. Find out more about it and join the movement. I'm the founder of the Ignite Network. That's a network for prophetic people. We're tapping into prophetic potential, sharing prophetic words, prophetic dreams. We've got the original Ignite, the company of seers. There's so much there for you. Get in your prophetic tribe. Don't wait. Don't be out there isolated. Find people who understand you. Join Ignite, ignitenow.org. And today's devotion from our devotional, Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory, is titled, Push Back the Darkness That Tries to Blind You. Push Back the Darkness That Tries to Blind You. And here's what I heard the Lord say. I've given you weapons to battle the wicked one with. I've given you spiritual arsenal to push back the darkness that tries to blind you from the light of my truth. I've given you firepower, but the weapons I've given you are spiritual weapons, not carnal weapons. Always remember, you fight by faith and not by flesh. Fight the good fight of faith with your spiritual weapons and resist the temptation to fight in your flesh. In your flesh, you are no match for the enemy of your soul. When you fight in my spirit with my weapons, you are unconquerable. So get out of your flesh and into faith, and you will see swift victory over your foes. Amen. Swift victory. That's the kind of victory I'm looking for. I don't know about you, but I want swift victory. I'll take victory however it comes, but I'd rather not have a dragged out victory. I'd like a swift victory. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10:4, Psalm 7:13, Jeremiah 10:5. Are the scripture references for today. Now the prayer starter and the decree. Are you ready for the prayer starter and the decree? Father, help my flesh. Help me to keep my flesh under the power of your spirit so it doesn't cloud my mind and weaken my will. Teach me to walk in faith and not in flesh. I decree my spiritual weapons overpower the weapons of the enemy is using to provoke my flesh. I declare I walk by faith and not by sight, flesh, or imaginations in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you today that you are the God of the swift victory. We thank you today that you are the God of all victory. We praise you today as the one who gives us triumph in all things. We praise you today as the one who gives us authority over darkness that tries to blind us. We praise you today as the God who sees even through the darkness, because darkness is as light to you. You see through it all. You light it up with your spirit, with your love, with your power. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. Light. We will not be blinded when we walk in the Spirit. We will not be blinded. We will not be taken off guard when we walk in the light. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us. That means light is with us, illuminating our path, your word. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We're going to walk in the light. Darkness shall not overshadow us. God, we thank you that all the things the enemy is planning and orchestrating, the weapons that he's forming against us, the light will abolish them. The light will demolish them. The truth will set us free from the ties that bind, and even the ties that are encroaching upon us, trying to bind. Oh, Jesus, we thank you this morning that you are victorious, that you reign supreme, that you are the great, great, great God, the greater one who lives in us. We thank you, Lord, that nothing shall by any means harm us. We take authority over the darkness in all its forms right now in Jesus' name. I said we take authority over darkness and all of its agendas in our life against us in Jesus' name. We take authority over the darkness that tries to encroach upon our mind in Jesus' name. We take authority over the darkness that is invading our nations in the name of Jesus. We take authority over darkness because we are light. Christ in us, the light that shines through us. We are the light of the world. Jesus dubbed us, declared us, and stationed us, set us on a hill as the light of the world. And we will shine, we will burn, and we will shine, we will burn, and we will shine, and we will no longer allow darkness to even come nigh our dwelling. We will no longer allow darkness to have a voice in our life. We will no longer allow darkness to have its way with us. For we are light, and we illuminate light. And when we speak forth the word, we speak forth spirit and life and light. We thank you, Lord, that as Jesus is the light of the world, we are the light of the world. We are emanating and disseminating light into dark situations. We break the powers of darkness now. Come on. Somebody needs to stand up to the darkness. Somebody needs to get tired of the darkness. Somebody needs to push back the darkness. Somebody needs to say no mas to the darkness. Jesus, we thank you. We shall be the light. We will not agree with darkness. Come on now. Somebody has been agreeing with darkness. You've been agreeing just a little. You didn't even discern it. You didn't notice it. You didn't understand what you were doing when you said yes, when you partnered with that person, when you opened your mouth and spoke those words. You weren't understanding the totality of what was happening in the spirit, the contract that you signed with your lips, the contract that you inked with your tongue, the contract with darkness because you agreed with your mouth. Oh God, would you help us to discern the contracts of darkness that we have inked with our mouth, that we have signed with our tongue. Oh God, would you help us discern the contracts with darkness that we have forged. Ah, Jesus, would you help us, Lord, to think back, to meditate on your word until the words of our mouth become your words, become our words. They're mingled together. You can't tell them apart. We have to renew our mind because the darkness is encroaching. Oh, we spoke out darkness. We spoke out darkness. We spoke out darkness and made a contract with darkness. God, help us discern where we did it, where we went wrong, where our tongue went wild, where it set our lives on fire, so we can go back and reverse the self-imposed curse, so we can go back and break the demonic contract, so we can go back and disagree and disavow. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. How can two walk together unless they're agreed? We want to walk in the light. We want to walk in the light. We want to walk in the light. We don't want to walk in darkness, God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to see where we agreed with that dark power, the enemy. Help us, Lord, to see where we agreed with that dark force that was putting pressure on our tongue in a moment of weakness. Help us, Lord, to see where we went wrong, where we agreed with that dark nemesis, who tempted us and tempted us and tempted us and tempted us and tempted us until we finally spoke the vain imaginations that were coming against our mind out of our mouth. Would you help us, Lord, to see what we could not see before? Would you help us, Lord, to understand our role, our part, our mistake in bringing this darkness into our lives? Help us to see, God, where we missed it. Shine the light of your glory on our misstep so we can see the pitfall for what it is and get up out of it, climb our way up, reach up and grab your hand. Your arm is not too short that you can't reach down and deliver us out of darkness. You did it once, you'll do it again. You did it once, you'll do it again. You did it once, you'll do it again. You've translated us out of the kingdom of darkness and into your kingdom, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of your dear Son. You translated us out of that kingdom of darkness into your kingdom, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of your dear Son. And sometimes we step over the line. We step into darkness. We step into the enemy's camp. We step over into an area that you've not called us to walk into. Help us, Lord, to be led by your Spirit. Help us, Lord, to be led by your Spirit. Help us, Lord, to be led by your Spirit so we don't move into the dark areas, to the fringes, to the sidelines, to the borders of darkness. Help us, Lord, to walk in the light because we are children of light and light overcomes the darkness. Would you help us, Lord, to push it back, push it back, push it back, push it back? Help us, Lord, to see it so we can push it back, push it back, push it back, push it back. We won't push back something we can't see because we don't know it's there. Help us, Lord, break the deception off of our minds, God, where we've been believing a lie, where we've been listening to the enemy subtle, 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 subtle whispers. We didn't realize it. We didn't know it. We didn't see it. We didn't hear it for what it was. Now all of a sudden darkness is overshadowing us. Depression has overtaken us. Oppression is knocking at the door. Regression is standing by. Help us, Lord, to see the darkness so we can push it back. Help us, Lord, not to be blind to the darkness that's trying to blind us. Would you help us, Lord, to see what we have not seen so we can take authority over it with all understanding? In Jesus' name. This darkness that's been unleashed against us, this darkness that's been weaponized against us, this darkness that's trying to blind our eyes from the beauty of our beautiful Savior, trying to get us focused on self, 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 or the faults and the sins of others. Oh God, would you help us to focus on the light? To see the darkness, but focus on the light. Come on. To see the darkness, but focus on the light. Come on. To see the darkness, but focus on the light. Help us get this right. Help us focus on the light and what is right. I wish 10 people knew how to fight. I just wish I had 10 or 15 spiritual warriors, because one puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000 to flight. So many people in the body are not equipped to fight the battle. We're to be forewarned and forearmed. And that's a prayer for another day. But it's time for us to be able to see what we've not been able to see before. So we can go where we have not been before. So we can fight successfully what we've not gained victory over before. It's time for us to see a little clearer. That means getting in the light, stepping into the fullness of the light, all of it. That means being willing to let the light of the word examine our hearts to see what sinful way may be in us, what wicked way may be established in our heart that is causing us to agree with the enemy instead of resist him. Would you help us, Lord, to reassess our current situations, to get equipped for the days ahead, because the days are growing more and more evil, but you've given us authority. You've given us a future and a hope. Your plans for us, they're good, but the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you came to give us life and abundance to the full, till it overflows. There's a contrast and a juxtaposition. There's a war in the heavens. Would you help us, Lord, to learn how to fight? Instead of wallowing around in self-pity, instead of wallowing around looking at all the terrible things that have happened and being afraid of what might happen next, would you help us, Lord, to get our feet rooted and grounded in your love? Make our feet like hinds feet so we can keep ascending to that holy mountain with clean hands and a pure heart without stumbling and without the enemy tipping us back. There's somebody listening to me and you feel like every time you advance, the enemy just comes in and just flattens you. And it's gotten to where you're about ready not to keep getting back up. But the Lord would say to you, get back up again. Even though the enemy took his best shot, you've not seen my best life yet, says the Lord. For I have a better way for you, but you've got to get up in order to see it. You can't see it rightly from the perspective of lying on your back, says the Lord. So get up and look up and then begin to walk again. For I will lead you and guide you into a better way, into a better day, says the Lord. The enemy thought he had you where he wanted you, and he did, but oh, for only a moment, because you cried out to me and I heard you, and I am answering your prayer even now. I am giving you the strength, even infusing you with my power right now, says the Lord. So just get up, get back up again, and look up and begin to walk, and know that I am leading you and I am guiding you into victory. And all the enemy's plans, they will come to naught as you continue to obey me and seek me, search me out, and you will find me. You will see the truth that sets you free and keeps you free, and you will understand the love that empowers you in any battle to see that you have the victory in Christ, says the Lord. So do not be sorrowful, and do not be sorry for yourself or even sorry for your missteps, because you did the best you could. Don't let the enemy hoodwink you, and don't let the enemy get you off track, because I'm picking you up and setting you on your feet. I am able to make you stand, and I am able to make you walk. Don't stumble over condemnation, and don't stumble over guilt and regret, says the Lord. Just get up and go for it, because I am with you and I've already made the way. I've laid out every step and the path is clear. Just walk with me and you will see that this next season will be better than the last. Your ladder shall be greater than the past. You've just got to believe me again and understand and know that opposition will always rear its ugly head, but I will show you from whence it comes, so you can avoid the path on which the devil is lurking. And even if he sneaks through, you will see him for who he is, and you will bind him in the power of my spirit and by the name of my son, and you will understand that it's not as hard as the enemy has made you think it is to see the promise that I have made to you come to pass in your life, says the Lord. Shama shorobo shabashi. Come on, guys. You got to learn how to fight. You've got to learn how to fight. You've got to understand the warfare strategies and the tactics, or else you will be beat down and you will be depressed and you will be oppressed. You've got to learn how to resist it. Come on, everybody has bad days and even bad seasons, but you're not supposed to have a bad life. Everybody has bad days and bad seasons. Everybody wants to give up sometimes. Everybody wants to quit. Everybody gets sick of it sometimes. It's irritating. But if you don't know who you are, and you don't know the authority you carry, and you don't know the tactics of warfare and the strategies of battle, you will not make it to the best place God has for you. Come on. Somebody needs to hear that this something this morning. Somebody needs to get a new perspective. Oh, I'm praying better than you're liking. I don't see nobody liking. I don't see nobody giving me smiley faces and hearts and thumbs up out there. I don't see nobody cheering. Come on, cheer against the devil. Cheer for God. Some of you need to take on a new perspective today. And that perspective is four words that many people think are in the Bible, but they're not actually in the Bible, but they're four words that are helpful to embrace nevertheless. Those four words are, this too shall pass. Those four words are, this too shall pass. Many of you find yourself in the war of your life, or you find yourself battling sickness, or you find yourself in the middle of a divorce, you find yourself in a place that you never thought you'd be. You find yourself frustrated and ready to throw in the towel. You find yourself in a means and a manner that you never thought you could sink to. But you have to understand the reality is, this too shall pass. You have to understand that reality is, the only thing that lasts forever are things that are born of the Spirit. If it's born of the flesh, it has to pass away. If it's inspired by the enemy, it must end. The people that are harassing you and tormenting you, they'll finally get tired of it if you stop reacting to it. And the devil that's inspiring them to give you a hard time will move on to the next victim. And then you can turn around and intercede for them. What you're dealing with right now, whatever trial, whatever trouble, whatever warfare, it is temporary. This too shall pass. Those words are not actually in the Bible. Many people think that's a scripture. It's not a scripture, but it is truth. It shall pass. This is a brief moment in your personal history. No matter how bad it is, no matter how overwhelmed you are, no matter what you're lacking or what you seem to be lacking, it's a brief moment in your history. It's a limited time trial. It's a momentary blip on the radar screen. It's a short-lived episode in your life. Father, would you help us gain perspective? Would you help us to gain the right perspective? And I know some of you are like, give me a break, Jennifer. This too shall pass. Some of you are like, I've been dealing with the same issue for years and even decades. You don't know my life. I'm getting aggravated with you for even saying such a thing. But if you don't take on a new perspective, you're going to be miserable in the process. It may be a demonic process. It may be a godly process. But whatever process you're in that you're despising, whatever the source of it, it has to pass. You're a citizen of heaven. At the very worst, one day, you'll be with Jesus. And this will all pass away. But take heart and take hope, because God does not intend for you to live in misery, even for a year. Change your perspective. Some of its perspective. Some of its perspective. Some of its perspective. You can choose to rejoice. You can choose to pray. You can choose to love. None of your outward circumstances are prohibiting you from walking in love. None of your outward circumstances, the trials, the warfare, none of these things are prohibiting you from walking in the Spirit. None of these things are prohibiting you from choosing peace over chaos. It's a choice. Oh, I know that makes some of you mad. It's easier said than done. Father, help us, Lord, today to gain the right perspective in this season. Whatever season those listening to the sound of my voice find themselves in, help them understand that it's temporary. Even the high times are temporary. Jesus said, in this world, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. We can choose to be of good cheer. It's a choice. This is our perspective shift today. Come on. This too shall pass. You can choose to be of good cheer. You can choose to take on the mindset of an overcomer. You can choose to see things through the lens of the Word. You can choose to ask the Holy Spirit what He sees, what He thinks, what He feels about a situation, and wait upon Him until He tells you. You can choose to rejoice. God, Father, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to gain the right perspective in the midst of the misery, to gain the right perspective in the midst of the fiery darts coming against us. Rapid. I just saw a picture in the Spirit, and some of you are literally running for cover, and that's a good thing. But don't forget to lift up your shield of faith against the fiery darts, because even as you're running for cover, you're still in the battle. How do I even express what I'm seeing? Jesus, would you help us, Lord, to change our perspective, to understand that we're living in a moment of time that is subject to change. And the only thing that will not change, that cannot change, is God. He is immutable. He cannot change. He never changes. He will never change His mind about you. He loves you. He will never change His promises. They are yes and amen. Help us, Lord, to see today that this too shall pass. The only thing that never fails is your love. The only thing that never fades is your word. Everything else is subject to change, and it will. Father, would you help us to be change agents in the earth? Would you help us to be the change somebody else needs to see, to step into their situation and make intercession for them? Instead of being so concerned about me, myself, and I, would you help us, Lord, to step into somebody else's situation and lift them up to you, that they might be strengthened, that they might be healed, that they might be whole? Would you help us, Lord, to change our perspective and to get our minds off of ourselves and all of our problems, and help us, Lord, to see through your eyes, to wait upon you until we can see it the way that you see it, because you're in it to win it, and you've never lost a battle, and you've never come up short-handed or empty in the war. We thank you, Lord, that we are your battle axe, that you are on our side. If God is for us, who can be against us? Help us change our perspective. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Help us change our perspective. We are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Help us change our perspective. This too shall pass. The war that you're in will not last forever. It cannot last forever. And many years ago, I heard Joyce Meyer say something that really shifted my mindset. She said this: sometimes spiritual warfare is just outlasting the devil. He's just trying to wear you out. Don't let him. He's just trying to drive you crazy. Don't let him. He's just trying to get you mad and upset and out of peace. Don't let him. Jesus said, don't allow yourselves to be anxious. He said, choose life, choose peace. Father, would you help us to gain the right perspective that this too shall pass, that whatever is tormenting us in this moment will have to bow to the name of Jesus as soon as we gain the right perspective and understand who we are and the authority that you've bestowed upon us and the power that dwells in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory, the Holy Spirit in us.